As you may have heard this week, the Charities Commission has criticised the way the Jehovah's Witnesses dealt with child abuse at their New Moston congregation in Manchester. To recap what happened, Jonathan Rose, who was a trustee of the charity, was convicted of indecently assaulting two children in the 1990s. The mother of one of the girls told us what happened to her daughter. We've revoiced her words to protect their identities.
She was sexually abused by Jonathan Rose. He was a friend of her elder brother. It was one incident, one evening when he slept over at the house. While she was asleep, he sort of messed about and touched her. She didn't say anything, but did go on through school to be very awkward and uncomfortable when male teachers were around. There were other reports by people about him, and when we realised what had happened, we reported him to the police.
Jonathan Rose was sentenced to 9 months in prison. After he was released, the elders of the New Moston congregation held a meeting to decide if he should be expelled. The report by the Charities Commission found, after a three-year investigation, that three women were effectively required to attend the hearing and repeat their allegations in the presence of the abuser, and the abuser was permitted to question the alleged victims.
It was horrendous. It was made clear to my daughter and the others that if they didn't go to that meeting, then Jonathan Rose would remain in the congregation. It was worse than the courts. All men, no females. The elders said I could sit with my daughter, but I wasn't allowed to say anything. Jonathan Rose was sat there and he was allowed to ask direct questions to my daughter, and not nice questions. He wanted my daughter to repeat what he was meant to have done to her. She was really distraught and upset.
Well, we've been given a recording of that meeting by one of the women who was there. At times, Jonathan Rose can be heard cross-examining the women and challenging their accounts of the abuse. The elders don't stop in and try to stop him.
I don't want to know about that. I want to know what I'm supposed to have done to you. Not to be perverted. What I'm saying to you, let me finish. What I'm saying to you is this didn't happen. We can go on about a light. We can go on about a pair of shorts. We can go on about whether I was in your room before nighttime or not. We can go on about everything. What I'm saying to you is this didn't happen.
Well, earlier I spoke to the Charity Commission's Head of Investigations and Enforcement and also to Kathleen Halisey, who's a senior solicitor with the law firm Bolt Burden Kemp and brought the first civil case against the Jehovah's Witnesses in the UK for historic sexual abuse. She gave me her reaction to the Charity Commission report.
I'd like to start by saying that I'm really pleased that the Charity Commission did commence an investigation into the New Moston Manchester Congregation of Jehovah's Witnesses and also into the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society of Britain as a whole. I think that the report is comprehensive. I have some concerns about some of the points that are referenced in the report, most particularly their updated child safeguarding policy, which is a grave concern for me, for my clients and for other lawyers who are acting on behalf of victims of sexual abuse.
Talk about that in a moment or two, but do you think that what we see in this report reflects a broader problem in the Jehovah's Witnesses? In other words, is it more than just this one episode?
Absolutely. I can speak on behalf of the clients that I work for and also many of the survivors of abuse from the Jehovah's Witness organization that I've spoken to over the years. This is reflective entirely of exactly how the Jehovah's Witnesses operate in relation to allegations of sexual abuse.
Well, we, of course, asked them if they would be interviewed for this program, but they said no. I ought to have just to read out the statement that they gave us, which was this: we don't shield wrongdoers from the authorities. All allegations of abuse are thoroughly investigated and appropriate restrictions are imposed on any person who is guilty of child sexual abuse. They also say they've had a robust child safeguarding policy for years and that they will continue to concentrate on doing all that they can to safeguard children and to care for the spiritual needs of the congregation. What do you make of that?
I'm sorry, but that's fundamentally untrue. They only investigate allegations of child sexual abuse if there's a second witness, commonly referred to as the two-witness rule, which was referenced very well in the Australian Royal Commission investigations into the Jehovah's Witnesses. So to say that they investigate every allegation of child abuse, they might look into it, but if there's no second witness, then it's not taken any further, which means that most allegations of child sexual abuse go nowhere. They do not report to the police or social services, and I find it laughable to say that they have a robust child safeguarding policy. Their current child safeguarding policy is 5 pages, followed by about 50 pages of Watchtower and Awake magazine articles from the 1980s and 1990s. Certainly child safeguarding guidelines and knowledge of child safeguarding has moved on significantly from that time period.
Well, the Charity Commission, as you know, who we'll hear from shortly, but they say that as a result of their investigation, the Jehovah's Witnesses have improved their child safeguarding policy. You dispute that?
They've improved it in one very minor and limited way, which is that they're no longer requiring victims to confront their abuser or allowing their abuser to cross-examine victims, which, yes, is exactly a step in the right direction. But I think it's misplaced to say that that goes far enough. Their policy is absolutely horrific. It silences victims who finally find the courage to come forward, and it prevents abusers and predators from being reported to authorities where they could be stopped, and they go on to abuse more and more children with impunity.
Broadly, what do you think should happen next? And do you in particular think that the Jehovah's Witnesses should be included as part of the general independent inquiry into historic child sexual abuse?
Absolutely. I think it's critical that they are included in the independent inquiry into child sexual abuse. This is an organization that has not taken on modern safeguarding guidelines. They continue to insist that they are going to employ the two-witness rule. And it's critical that the independent inquiry looks at an organization that we're not looking at historic abuse here, non-recent abuse. We're looking at a current safeguarding policy that puts children at risk.
Thank you very much indeed for that. Harvey Grenville is Head of Investigations and Enforcement at the Charity Commission, and he led this inquiry. He also joins us. Can I just ask you one question looking backwards, firstly? To what extent did the Jehovah's Witnesses cooperate with you in the course of this inquiry, and were you satisfied with the way they did that?
We initially received quite limited cooperation from the trustees, and that ceased as a result of ongoing litigation about the basis of our inquiry. We were pleased that the courts upheld our decision and our right to investigate legitimate regulatory concerns about safeguarding, and that enabled us to continue this thorough investigation, which you've seen produced in the report.
You've heard Kathleen Hellersley's view that the safeguarding policy of the Witnesses really has not improved very much at all, and that some of the crucial things that make it wrong, for example, the whole question of a second witness, are still in place.
Well, our investigation remains ongoing into the safeguarding policies and practices of the Watchtower organisation, and I'm unable to comment in detail. I don't wish to prejudice the findings and conclusions of that main inquiry. It's important for anybody that's affected by these issues that our investigation is thorough, and that's something that we're actively working on.
And looking ahead and dealing with some of the points that we've just heard about, as I understand it, you are now engaged on another investigation into the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yes, there is a broader inquiry that we're conducting into safeguarding policies and, just as importantly, the practices which underpin safeguarding in the congregations. So the report that we've produced and the acknowledgement that we produced around the improvements are limited to a very specific issue around the requirements of witnesses to be put in front of judicial committee proceedings.
What's the timescale? I mean, you say you're actively working, because listening to Kathleen Hallisey, it sounds as if it's quite urgent.
It's important for anybody that's affected by these issues that our investigation is thorough and complete. And I think it would be improper of us to work to some artificial timeline if we're unable to cover all of the bases that we need to do. But we're certainly actively encouraging Watchtower to continue their engagement that we've recently seen in the main inquiry.
Let me just ask you one question that might give us a bit more of an idea about the timeline. How long did this investigation take from start to finish?
The inquiry has taken 3 years, principally as a result of the litigation that we've been involved with. But notwithstanding that, we've been able to, and the limited cooperation that we received from the trustees and Watchtower, we've been able to pursue a very thorough investigation into what went on in Manchester New Mostyn.
Just to be clear, are you happy with the degree of cooperation you're getting from the organisation in this second investigation?
We've certainly seen improved levels of cooperation recently, and we are encouraging Watchtower to continue that approach. Obviously, it remains to be seen whether that cooperation continues, and if it doesn't, we will continue to exercise our statutory powers to pursue our regulatory concerns.
Quick response to that, Kathleen Halizy.
I think that we generally need to be very concerned about a charity that insists that it abhors child abuse and wants to protect children but refuses to engage with an inquiry, which is ultimately hoping to get the organization to update its child safeguarding policies in line with modern guidelines and to protect children. I think we have to really question the motivation of a charity that refuses to engage and instead litigates at every possible stage.
Harvey Grenville, if you'd like to respond to that, please do.
It's correct to say that the level of opposition through litigation that we've encountered is unprecedented. Nevertheless, we are continuing to investigate and work with Watchtower to improve the safeguarding policies and practices.
Harvey Grenville of the Charities Commission.